The moment really of awakening for me was fasting in the month of Ramadan, fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that month, on that day. It was like somebody opened the doors of that dark room I was sitting in.
Al-Fatiha, the opening, you know, and it's very appropriate. It's the opening of a new dawn, of a new way, of a new civilization for me. Qul hu Allahu ahad, ikhlas. Because, you know, it defines Islam straight away.
ضيفنا اليوم هو أحد أنشط دعاة بريطانيا، تأثر بسورة عظيمة الأجر كثيرة المعاني قليلة الكلمات.
السلام عليكم. My name is Yusuf Chambers. I'm 50 years of age. I embraced Islam at least 20 years ago. I live in Britain. I actually live in Leicester right now, and I'm the founder and one of the trustees of Islamic Education and Research Academy, and I'm so happy to be a Muslim.
أريد أن أعرف حياة يوسف أو حياة تشامبرز قبل الإسلام كيف كانت؟
The reality is that there was no life. Oh. There was no life. Because how can you have a life if you have no purpose? If you have no... if you go on a journey, you see?
I know.
And I tell you, on that journey, I'm just traveling, but I don't have a destination. Does this make sense? We don't even ask who put us on that journey. It's like, مثلاً, it's like being locked in a dark room with your hands tied, with your eyes are covered, your ears are blocked, your mouth is gagged. And, you know, like that's for 26 years I was in that room.
نقطة التحول في حياته عندما تعرف على فتاة في الجامعة وكون علاقة قوية معها.
And then one day, when I thought that I'd found everything, you know, with this particular companion, you know, she just told me, look, tomorrow I don't really want you to come to my place. Don't come here. And I said, well, why would a person who cares about another person so much tell them to leave? It doesn't make sense. So she said to me, well, you know, it's got something to do with my religion. So I said, look, either your religion is wrong or you're wrong. There can't be two ways about it. You know, it's either you're wrong or your religion is wrong. You've chosen the wrong path. So she said to me, you know, don't cuss my religion. Don't be angry with me over my religion. I said, look, okay, I'll think about it. So I wanted to seek out her religion so I could get her to like me more.
ذهب يوسف إلى المسجد ليتعرف على الإسلام. وجد هناك شخص فسأله عن الإسلام فأعطاه كتب كثيرة فقال له هذا هو الإسلام اقرأ.
For 2 weeks I read about Islam. I read about every aspect of Islam, from the Salah, from the Quran, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Sirah, from the history, from every aspect of Islam for 2 solid weeks. I did nothing but read about Islam. And after reading,
one day I took the decision after reading about Ramadan, about Siyam, about Siyam fi Ramadan, that I would do the Siyam. So that day was the day, subhanAllah, it was like somebody had removed the blindfold from my eyes. When I was fasting for in the Ramadan, fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that month, on that day, it was like somebody opened the doors of that dark room I was sitting in, and they removed the blindfold, they took the, you know, the cotton wool out of my ears, they removed my gag, and I could see everything clearly. The moment really of awakening for me was fasting in the month of Ramadan.
ومن خلال بحثه الطويل وقراءته العميقة عن الإسلام، تأثر الشيخ يوسف تشامبرز بسورة الفاتحة وأيضا الإخلاص.
I read Al-Fatiha, the opening, you know, and it's very appropriate. It's the opening of a new dawn, of a new way, of a new civilization for me. So, you know, what I did was I compared this to the Lord's Prayer, the Christian Lord's Prayer, yeah? And it looked very similar, but it was much less confusing. So when I read Al-Fatiha, this was one of the defining moments for me. The other chapter would have been Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, Ikhlas, because, you know, it defines Islam straight away. And there's just nothing simpler, and there's nothing more pure than, you know, Islam from Tawheed perspective, from oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that perspective.
بساطة ووضوح سورة الإخلاص هي التي أسرت قلب الشيخ يوسف. هل تأملنا هذه السورة القصيرة؟ هل تدبرناها؟ هل عرفنا معانيها التي تتكلم عن وحدانية الله سبحانه وتعالى وأن لا نشرك معه أحد؟
قل هو الله أحد. Say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is only one God. So these are the, you know, this is such a simple message, but yet it's absolute. And there's only one absolute, you know. So we, you know, really those verses that leapt out at me, and I kept reading over and over and over again to check to see if there's something more complicated about it. Why is it so simple? You know, I mean, the message has to be simple for it to be a universal message.
شيخ يوسف، ماذا يمثل لك أنت القرآن في حياتك، وماذا يمثل لك القرآن في دعوتك؟
First of all, if we consider anything that we purchase, okay, we consider anything that we purchase, for example, the mobile phone. And this mobile phone, we purchase it from the shop, we get it in the box, we open it, and then we find the phone is there, but there is no instruction manual. How can you operate something that you will pick it up and you will play? Maybe for 1 year you will play, maybe you will turn it on, you'll be able to use maybe 20-30% of the capacity of that phone. Yes? So in the case of your life, the Quran is the book of instruction. If you don't have the manual, you have to find it. And if you can't find it, your life is meaningless. قرآني هو حجتي إن جئت للرحمن بكلام ربي يا فؤادي يا
أشرقت روحي وتلهج للإله لساني.
ونطق بالشهادة وعمره 26 سنة. وبسبب تنقل الشيخ يوسف بين الكثير من الديانات، أمه لم تهتم بإسلامه، فتوقعت أنه سيغير الإسلام كما تنقل بين بقية الديانات.
Then one day I came back as a Muslim, and my mother and father, well, my mother at the time, she did not take it very seriously. And then one day she saw me on the television talking about Islam.
Your mother.
And when she saw this, she became very frightened. And she phoned up the family and said, Tim is on the television talking about Islam. He's one of those fundamentalists. Because she got frightened, you see. So for 10 years, my mother had, I had a very difficult relationship with my mother. And with my family, they thought there was something wrong. And now anything she wants, she comes to me. She doesn't go to anyone else. And she told my sisters she's very proud of me, you know. So alhamdulillah, after sabr and jameel, we just have to have patience.
يعمل الشيخ يوسف في مؤسسة ليرة الدعوية. زرت هذه المؤسسة واطلعت على أنشطتهم وإصداراتهم الدعوية. فعلا كان أسلوبهم في الدعوة عقلاني وراقي.
Lots and lots of things here that we have. These are tools for da'wah. So for example, this is the One Reason gift box, and it's designed beautifully so that you, a non-Muslim, will receive it and they will say, wow, this is something beautiful. What's inside here?
MashaAllah. صحيح MashaAllah. أصل الألوان this color is very beautiful. يعني الألوان MashaAllah جميلة. ورائع. أي واحد يشوفها يلفت شيء نظره فيجد أن داخل هذا الشيء هو دعوة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
MashaAllah. So you know what we tell the people, we train them, we say now put your gifts inside. Put some chocolate, put some perfume, put anything you want inside and give it to your friend. And then the first thing, think outside the box. You have to think, what is your life about? Who are you? This one about God, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reasons why you should believe in God. In this office, we make it our duty, and it is a duty, to explain the beautiful, simple message of Islam to the people. But we use an approach and a technique which is based on rationality, human reasoning and intelligence. Rather than it being some emotional invite, this is an intelligent invite to an intelligent creator, you see. So that's what we do over here in the office. This for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. The reasons why he exists. We can prove it. We can give intellectual reasons. And this one, a small introduction to the Quran. An introduction of the most important areas that the Quran talks about. And this one is the one that we designed called The Man in the Red Underpants. This is a book to give to not yet Muslims. Why? If you put right down Islam, Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, straight away they will say, oh no, thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
لفت نظري اهتمامهم بالمهتدين الجدد والحرص على تثبيت الإيمان في قلوبهم.
SubhanAllah, this is very required because a lot of new Muslims, they leave Islam. Why? Because the Muslims don't look after them properly. They say to them, if, for example, if somebody took Shahada the day after and they're still drinking alcohol, they don't know. Some of them, maybe they have two girlfriends. Allah knows best, right? So what will you say to them about this? Will you tell them get rid of everything quickly? No. First, you have to ask them, make a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your heart related to the one that created you. This is another one we designed. It's called the Pocket Dawah Manual. This is a very easy technology or technique, an easy technique for people to learn and then call their not yet Muslim brothers and sisters to Islam. Very easy to understand.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Tabarak Rahman.
So this one here, Sheikh, is a t-shirt that we use to start a dawah conversation. Yeah, because a lot of the time people in the West, they don't want to start a conversation about God. They're not interested. But so what we do, we ask them a question, and the question is, is life just a game? Is life just a game? You see, so we say the onereason.org will explain the purpose of life. So when anybody sees this t-shirt being worn, they will ask, is life a game? And then they will go to this website. Or they will start a conversation because this person is wearing this t-shirt. This one, Sheikh, it's a t-shirt, a special t-shirt that we have designed and a whole approach we've designed in order for Muslims to give dawah in the World Cup in Brazil. So you can see this one is, what is your goal, Sheikh? What is your goal? Is it dunya? Is it akhirah?
Allah, Allah huwa al-hadif. MashaAllah, tabarak al-Rahman. هذه فعلا مهمة الآن لكأس العالم. هذا التيشيرت المهم اللي عملوه ما شاء الله للدعوة في كأس العالم ما المكتوب هنا شيخ؟
Oh, this one, Sheikh, is the football team. So what is the football team that you have here? It's the defenders are education, defenders, health, your children. You have to look after your children. Fame, love, fun, house, wealth, traveling, football. What do you live for? Who created you and what do you live for? What is your purpose in life?
Allahu Akbar.
So in Brazil, Sheikh, we want to make it 10 million people, inshallah. Why not?
Why not? وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. رسالة إلى كل شخص مقصر في الدعوة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. سألت الشيخ يوسف لماذا أنت مهتم بالدعوة؟ ماذا وجدت في هذه الدعوة؟
The barakah, the blessing that you find. I mean, you can only really taste the sweetness of faith when you're calling people to Allah. The best moments are when somebody realizes and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens the heart of the person. And you see it in front of you and you start to cry because you can't. You know this is nothing to do with you. This is something that happened between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person's heart. Really, when I am not, if I am not giving dawah, if I'm not talking about dawah, if I'm not learning the dawah, I become sad.
ما هي أمنية شيخ يوسف؟
It's my wish, but it should be the wish of every Muslim. And I know that it's the wish of all of the people of da'wah. is that we have one strategy, one Amir for the da'wah. It's my wish that we should be holding an event in every city, in every Muslim city, at least once a year, that the du'at from the world will come and they will meet, have a ijtima' of da'wah, and they will make the strategies and share ideas and stories and so on and so forth.
بإذن الله نحقق لك هذه الأمنية. موقع نون إخوانك في موقع نون الإلكتروني القرآني المتخصص في القراءات بإذن الله عز وجل سيشارك معك في كل مؤتمر ويدعمك في كل مؤتمر ويشارك معك في جلب الدعاة بإذن الله عز وجل. سعيد جدا في لقائك. بارك الله فيك يا شيخ يوسف.
بارك الله فيك.
الله يحفظكم يا رب. الله يحفظك.